When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman, and he is right here in Silicon Valley. He's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now, and his mission is to guide you as well. He's a certified financial planner, and he's here to talk about retirement planning. Millions of people are retiring earlier than expected, feeling financially vulnerable. Number one fears still remain the same. Have I saved enough? And will I be able to cover healthcare in retirement? And today, Eric's going to discuss with you how to make sure that you are prepared to weather those storms. Here's the phone number you need to remember for our show today, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call him for a complimentary appointment. And you can also find him online anytime on his website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, great to be here with you again.
Yeah, Luann. And I mean, when people are talking about being able to retire, will their money last? I mean, these are fairly, not super simple, but things that are easily done and achievable if you've got a plan. But if you're winging it, oh, yeah, no, that's not so good.
Right. No.
So, yeah, just like most of us won't drive without our GPS on anymore if we're going someplace new. Yeah, you got to have some sort of guidance to make sure you get to where you're going in retirement.
Right. Don't just enter retirement without a plan. Now, I got to tell you, though, listen to this, Eric. Every year we have estimates of how many people are going to retire. Thanks to the pandemic, though, the projections were off by 1.7 million people. That's how many additional workers retired the second quarter of this year. So imagine that. And there are lots of studies saying that half of these workers think they're not even going to be able to maintain their standard of living in retirement. So I know they're very, very worried. Do you think we're facing a retirement crisis in our country?
Well, for these people who jumped out of the workforce, and of course, we've all seen that with how many help wanted ads there are and other things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of people with the pandemic just changed careers, changed jobs, you know, said, hey, why don't we change stuff around? I mean, actually, from a lot of my clients, it's almost kind of the opposite. A lot of them didn't retire because they're like, well, I'm home already. I'm going to retire the second they make me go back to the office. And so, you know, I've heard that from at least 10 different clients. So, it'll be interesting because when a lot more people go back to the office and such, and especially when they require it, there may be even more people retiring. So, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a crisis, but it is going to definitely shift a lot of things. I mean, obviously work for, you know, how many people are working and all that stuff, but yeah, they have to make sure they have that money. And one of the kind of scarier things for people who are not retired is those people are going to start withdrawing money from the stock market. They're going to withdraw assets from different places. And as they start, you know, consuming those assets, right, using them, doing fun stuff with them, hey, guess what might happen? You know, that might cause some downhill pressure on the stock market. So that'd be definitely one thing to be thinking about.
So what would be some of the big financial risks you would warn people of if they are getting ready to retire?
Well, this kind of brings up to a story. So let's say I have that DeLorean. I can go 88 miles an hour, and I come up to you, Luann, and say, okay, I'm going to go back 20 years, put $1 million in an account for your name. Now, the only thing is you can't touch it for these 20 years. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to either open an account with Vanguard for you, or I can open one with XYZ Financial.
Okay.
Do you have a preference at all?
No, I guess not.
So which one would you probably take?
Vanguard.
Yeah, you've heard of them, right?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we do that. We go back in time. But right before I do that, I go to your next door neighbor and I ask them and say, hey, you know, which company? And he just tells me, oh my gosh, I was on the phone with this person from Vanguard and they just drove me nuts. And they were just really one of those super frustrating calls. I don't want to do Vanguard. I'll do XYZ. And so we said, yeah, that's fine. And, you know, that happens. Every once in a while you get a bad experience with any company. It doesn't
sure.
mean the company's bad, right?
Right.
You know, so I come back and, you know, 20 years, well, come back right away, right? 20 years later, but just a couple seconds after yeah. hitting that 88 miles an hour on your street, which
back
hopefully,
to the future, yeah.
Hopefully we didn't run over anybody. So then now I have this envelope for you. And so you're super excited, right?
Yes.
You get this envelope and, yeah, you go open it and I don't know, maybe you're husband was watching a game or something or doing something, and tell him how excited you are. And look, it's $3.7 million. Ooh. That million's grown to 3.7. And he goes, oh, can you take out the trash? And you're just like, what? You know, hold it. This three, you know, 3. He's just 7? Like, don't bug me.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know if he's like this. Hopefully not.
No, not my husband.
And so then you go out and then you see your neighbor, and you knew your neighbor had talked to us too. Yeah. And, you know, you say, wow, did you get your check? She goes, yeah, I got my check. It was so exciting. $4.7 million. That's great.
What? How'd they get a million more?
And so then, yeah, now you're kind of going, hold it. And so you probably, you know, give me a call and say, yeah, hey, Eric, what's happening here?
Yeah.
The Vanguard portfolio was within one fund. It was just the S&P 500 fund, which people say, oh, just buy the market. You don't need to do anything. You know, you don't need to pay anybody. You don't need to have any, you know, advice and all this stuff, right? Just a simple, you know, just invest it all in the S&P 500. You'll be fine. Well, the other portfolio was actually just a diversified portfolio of several different funds using large company, small company stocks, international stocks, all this stuff. And that was the difference over that 20-year time period is $1 million.
Wow.
And so I think that's one of the bigger problems, that bigger crisis is that we have, is people aren't knowing how to spread the money out and how to invest it. And then more importantly, when you get that money in retirement, how do you get that money back out?
Uh-huh.
Because now it's not, you're just going to let the money sit for 20 years. Now it's going to be, I have to touch it every single month to live on, yeah, right? And mm-hmm, now those ups and downs in the market are going to be a huge deal. And I'm not going to be able to necessarily get that DeLorean back, right? So that's one of the big problems, I think, for a lot of people is they don't realize how they need to diversify. You know, we've gotten kind of lazy in the last decade since the big stocks have been doing so well. If it was a 20-year period, they did not do the best. And so that's what you have to really look at is this isn't a 1 or 2 year investment or 10-year investment time frame. I mean, if you're in your 20s or 30s, you're talking 30, 40-year time frame. But when you hit your retirement age, you get 20, 30 years of make sure that money stays there. And that's when you need a plan. So, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually help you get that plan. We can help you figure out how long is your money going to last and are you going to have enough? Is it going to be after tax with inflation, all that stuff factored in, and really see and show you where you're headed. And if it's a good place, that's great. And if it's not so good, well, at least we got time to fix it, right? So, if you want to take advantage of that, normally we used to charge a fee, but during the COVID times, we've been just saying, hey, we're not even going to charge a fee for this plan. So first we set up a call, we just talk a little bit. And then if you want us to build that blueprint to worry less wealth, we'll do that. No cost, no fee. So, hey, why don't you take some time, take some action and care about yourself. Give us a call, 800-454-1184, or you can just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric, we've come to the time in our show where you tell us a story, some type of a financial failure. And of course, we do this so that we can learn from people who've had struggles in the past. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's
actually back to the good old roaring 90s. And so I've got a friend who's a fellow financial advisor down in Southern California, and he was telling me the story about, he had this guy come in and he just said, "Now your strategies are too boring. You know, they're not exciting enough. You know, I've got $1 million here and I'm always making money. So I don't know why I even came to talk to you and all this stuff." And so he's like, "Whatever, you know, and well, enjoy, you know, what you're doing on your own and, you know, keep it up, I guess." And, you know, and the gentleman had $1 million saved up, and his goal was to take out $50,000 a year, and which, you know, that's usually fairly doable long term. Well, 3 years later, so after the dot-com bust and 9/11 and all that stuff, this guy actually called him up and came into his office again and said, "Can you help me?" He remembered him coming in before saying how he was doing all this great investing and all this. He's like, well, what happened? And he took out the $50,000, for the 3 years. And his balance now was $450,000. He'd lost half of his money. And now taking out $50,000 on $450,000, I mean, that's more than, 10% of your money. That's not sustainable. And so he was wondering, is there a way to help him, and is there anything you can do? And of course, the answer was, that was 3 years ago. you should have done something, and protected part of it. And I always think about that, just because if there's times when some stuff are just shooting up and going crazy, and there's a lot of difference. It's really hard to sometimes tell the difference between skill and luck. And typically with investing, sadly enough, it's usually luck more than skill. So a lot of times people think that they're doing great. They think they know it all. They think they're going to, time it all perfect. And then, life happens, things change. And then guess what? You don't have that money anymore. So yeah, it's really critical to have a plan that works in all situations, not just the good ones.
You can certainly give Eric a call. He's offering you his time. 800-454-1184 is the number that you may call to set up a discovery visit with Eric. So take advantage of this time to go in and talk to Eric about your own questions if you have something different than what we've been talking about. He can put you on that guide to a blueprint to worryless wealth, which he's offering to you today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio, and we're so glad you joined us today. We all know that technology is a dominant force in our lives. I love that we can do our shopping online. I love that we can do our banking online, which mostly my husband does, but just at the touch of a finger, we even carry our smartphones around and we can order things off of our phones. So it's pretty cool. But might we soon be hearing this as we start our retirement planning?
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Oh my goodness, that's the robot antagonist HAL 9000 from the classic film 2001 A Space Odyssey. But all joking aside, robo-advisors have honestly started popping up more. Of course, the first being released in 2014, which actually surprises me. I thought it would be a lot sooner than that. But Eric, why don't you explain to us what a robo-advisor is?
Well, it's just basically an algorithm, a computer model that says, here, this is how we're going to invest. We're moving the money around. There's no real human. You just go online, pick whichever happy meal you want, in essence. I mean, what level of risk do you want? And, they're going to have a couple different flavors to pick from. And then they put you into that model. And, it's low cost. It works when things are going up. There's usually doesn't work quite as well when things are going down. And there's a lot of things it won't do for you, but if you're just looking for pure money management, that's a way to go.
Allowing phone apps and these algorithms to help us plan our lives is actually becoming very prevalent. We get our directions online from our phones. We actually can monitor our physical fitness, by wearing those different apps. So why shouldn't we also consider a robo-advisor for retirement? What would be some of the pros?
Well, I mean, the main thing is cost. I mean, that's... actually, it's probably the only thing is cost.
So,
so really, they don't need to be fed, and there's no other things. Really, all they have to do is make enough money to pay for the website, right, and pay for the people running the websites, and So, you know, on that side of things, I mean, yeah, they are a lot better because they've lowered the cost of investing. And so, you know, for some people, they can be a good way. I mean, especially if you have less money and you're just starting out, you know, it's not a bad way to go, because at least, you know, you're going to get some money moved around and it's going to be diversified. And, you know, so it's not a bad thing in essence, but, you know, again, it's not going to help you with a lot of other things, right? They're only going to do that one thing. I mean, it's, you know, you program a, you know, something to do something, and that's all it's going to do. It's not going to create new things to do.
So the cons, what are the cons to using a robo-advisor for retirement?
Well, especially for retirement, is I haven't seen any that have any really great ways to solve the complexity of how to withdraw money in retirement. Building up money, accumulating money, that's actually really simple math. It's very easy math. Withdrawing money, when you have to throw in the into consideration, are you withdrawing from a Roth? Are you withdrawing from a taxable account, from IRA, 401k? So what's the tax ramifications of that withdrawal? What's the tax ramifications of the dividends and interest? Is that, you know, is that something, again, in what tax type of account is it? Is it a Roth or traditional stuff? And is it putting off passive income? Is it, you know, doing a lot of capital gains? Is it offset other things, or where should this money be coming from? You know, all that stuff gets to be a lot more complicated, because you have to know about your tax situation. Things change year to year. You know, if you're getting Social Security, how's that going to affect the taxes on the withdrawals from here? You know, there's all these other things that really, really are tough to play out. And again, these things are all 100%, you know, market investments. So there is zero security with those. So there is going to be no lifetime income guarantee. There's going to be no pension for anything. All these assets, by definition, have to be stuff that a computer can easily trade. So if there's some great investments out there that are paying you, you know, 6%, you know, ongoing, and, you know, have very great tax benefits, but aren't liquid and aren't tradable, they're not going to have you in those types of investments. So there's going to be a lot of the world that's going to be missing. Again, it's kind of like going to, you know, walking into a Toyota dealership saying, I want to buy a Ford truck. You know, they're going to show you probably a Toyota truck, would be my guess. They're probably not going to call up Ford and say, oh, here, we're going to drive a customer down there. You know, they're not going to do that, right? They're there to sell Toyotas. And if you're a robo-advisor and your website just to manage money, they're only going to do is managing money really on an accumulation focus, but not on a distribution focus. And again, it's going to be all 100% invested. So again, you know, how much risk are you taking? You know, is there a way to know that? Well, yeah, one of the things you can do is you can actually do a portfolio analysis and say, okay, hey, Eric, you know, can you tell me what level of risk do I have? If another 08 happens, what's going to go on with my portfolio? If a great year like 2013 happens, what's going to happen with it? And in between, you know, where should that money be? Those are critical things to know before things go bad, right? You want to know that, you know, what's the worst case and the best case scenario before they occur. And then you also want to know, what other things am I missing? What are the things that I haven't even thought about? I mean, you know, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you you don't know that, right? So if you want to take some time and really learn about what should you be doing today and what changes should you be making and how do I get to that blueprint to worry less wealth, so that way I don't have to worry about my money, well, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and we can go over what your situation is and see if you want to do the planning or not. But again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So who's winning the battle between machines and mankind? Don't go anywhere.
I'll be back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't you like to worry less in retirement? That's Eric's goal for you. So you probably remember the movie The Terminator, about a futuristic war waged between machines and mankind. And the robots were named Terminators, which makes you think there's no way the humans could have ever won, right? However, this so-called battle between robo-advisors and the human financial advisors that we're talking about today does appear that the humans might be winning. According to a recent NerdWallet survey, 2,000 Americans were asked how they manage their investments. About 1,200 of them actually had investment accounts, and they were asked how they feel about using a human financial advisor versus a robo-advisor. So, Eric, tell us some of the things, the key findings in that survey.
Well, yeah, robo-advisors were definitely less popular. About 44% of investors were using a financial advisor, and only about 15 were using that robo-advisor to run them. And of course, the rest were doing it on their own. Mm-hmm. Confidence is a lot higher with human advisors, where, 51% of the people said they were very confident with their financial advisor, with only about 34% being confident in the website or, robo-advisor, whatever you want to call it.
Right. And another key finding is, what we've talked about is that human contact is just a really good point for people who do not use those robo-advisors. So if you could, Eric, talk about the importance of having that personal touch when you're making decisions and helping someone with their retirement.
Well, I mean, if we were truly just robots, I think the robo-advisors would be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't do any, dumb mistakes. We wouldn't overspend in retirement. We wouldn't buy stuff we don't need. But, there's a lot of stuff that we would not do. And then, of course, we would also have rational tax laws. We wouldn't have the tax laws changing all the time. Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have, a lot of the stuff that actually does end up happening probably would not be happening. But really, once you have that human touch, you kind of go, okay, well, how much are you really spending per month? I mean, that to me is the single-handedly biggest number that nobody can ever tell me the truth on. It's not that they're lying. It's just, they can't handle the truth as a,
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, said it one time so well, right? They just, people spend what they make. And you're used to spending it. And so if you plan something in some computer program and it's an unrealistic number, it's going to give you the correct numbers for that unrealistic situation, which is then not going to turn out well. Right. Mm. So really, that's the part that, I think that the computers and the websites can't really get right. And then also they don't know how to do all the tax planning around that. How, which money should you be taking from where, what timing, how do you lower your taxes over your lifetime? One of the most ridiculous things is asking a CPA or a tax person, how do I lower my tax this year? It should be always, how do I lower my tax for the rest of my life? And again, if you ask the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. And most people are asking the wrong questions. So the robo stuff may tell you one simple thing, but they're not going to look at this other stuff down the road and how it's going to all play out. So, I think that's probably why they're never going to be the full solution. They could handle some investment management, but overall planning, definitely, it's not going to be something that's going to be probably possible. So I would really steer clear of those people and really focus on somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means they have to look out for you. And again, if that's something you want to look at and you want to get that second opinion, Yeah, that's one of the things we can do. We've been waiving the planning fee for radio listeners. So if you want to set up a time, we can do a phone call, find out about your situation. And then if you want us to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, no cost, no obligation, we'll go ahead and go through that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, show you the plan you have now. You may not even know what it is, but we'll show you. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things that may need to be changed. Then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do that on your own. But at least you're going to get that critical information that you really need to have. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. So we're talking right now about the difference between using a robo-advisor or a human advisor, a real person. And the thing I keep hearing about robo-advisors, Eric, is their ability to help with that investment management because, you know, they have that algorithm that they can use and kind of make those decisions on. But we know in talking to you that retirement is so much more than investment. So can you explain all the other factors that go into retirement planning?
Probably the biggest one, like I said earlier, there was, you know, how much spending, you know, what is your spending need going to be in retirement? Figuring out that, figuring out, you know, are you including vacations and fun in that? You know, are those realistic assumptions? I mean, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I mean, 28, you know, so far, but you know, almost 30 years. I've seen hundreds of people retire. I know what they do that's smart and what they do that's not so smart. Something that you can't very easily program, you know, unfortunately. And so, you know, those are the things I can, you know, show people is like, oh no, these are, you're missing this or you're missing that. I mean, I had somebody who was like, oh yeah, my husband, she's already stopped working and, you know, my husband may stop working now and she paid off her house. And so she lives pretty simply. She's like, oh, I only need about $3,000 a month to live on. And I'm like, you're not even counting for health insurance.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, and it's like, hold it, you know, that's about another $1,000 a month. Well, on a $3,000 a month budget, you know, that's a big difference. And so, you know, so there's things that the robots and the web pages may not necessarily account for. And then again, like I was saying before about taxes, I mean, taxes in retirement are crazy. They are so much more complicated. Nobody believes me until the first year after they've retired and they do their tax return. And then pretty much everybody comes back to me and says, wow, now I know what you're talking about. And so the reason why they're so complicated is when you're working, you just get a W-2 and, you know, whatever other interest things you have, and you just do your tax return. There's not much choice to do. When you're retired, you've got all these different pots of money, right? You've got the taxable, you know, bucket of money. You got the tax deferred, tax free, regular dollars. And which one you take money from is going to create how your taxes are structured. Well, that is something that I have not seen any web page do yet and any robo-advisor, you know, really help people with. So, and that is critical information because if you screw that up, you could be paying way more tax and that loses a lot of return. So even if that robo-advisor did a great job, if you're paying 10 or 15% more tax because you're doing things wrong, well, there goes most of that return, right?
Right. So true. So how do you help your clients create a plan that's designed to address all these different factors?
Well, you know, it's again about having a plan. So that's the biggest thing, right? You know, that four-letter word, plan. And yeah, so really what we do is first and foremost, we create that income plan. So we look at everything in there, inflation, taxes, all the stuff, how each type of money is taxed differently, when you're going to take money from which and so forth. You know, do you have some lifetime income? Most of us don't have pensions. So we can often help people get some sort of guaranteed lifetime income because there's so many studies that say that's the only way you're going to be able to survive in retirement is have some sort of lifetime payout of money. And so that's gotten to be bigger and bigger. And then we look at the investments, look at, you know, taxes, look at healthcare, legacy, all those things. And once we have that all in a cohesive plan, it's very easy to account for all these situations, good and bad and in between, and know we're going to be okay and know that you're going to be able to
retire with worry less wealth. I mean, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. We can set up a time to talk. No cost, no obligation right now for any of the any radio listeners. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this weekly show with the hopes in answering your questions about retirement. That is Eric's goal for you, to help you worry less. So, all right, you know you're in store for some big changes when you head into retirement, and avoiding any common mistakes can make your retirement that much better. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. We have a list. Things that you should not do when you retire. So it's kind of another top 5 list from lovetoknow.com. You have them for us too. Why don't you list them in the Dave Letterman style?
Yep. The 5th one is enjoy retirement, but don't be undisciplined. So really what we're talking about here is just keeping some sort of structure, routine. You know, it's kind of like when you're on vacation and the first couple of days are okay because you're kicking back and relaxing. And then after a while, you're like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? For a lot of my clients, I'll always tell them, you know, we're not going to be able to meet probably for 6 or 9 months after you retire because you're going to be too busy. And people are like, no. And then they get involved in, you know, charities or groups or, you know, hobbies or whatever they are. And it is good to have some sort of routine. You know, I think the ones who don't have a routine are having a really tough time because, yeah, then it is, you know, what am I supposed to be doing each day?
So we're going through top 5 things not to do when you retire. This is from lovetoknow.com. That was 5. What's 4?
This one's probably a really good one too, is don't immediately downsize your home. People I have seen make this mistake is, yeah, you quit your job, you come up with a new routine, then all of a sudden, you know, you move to some other place, right? And now you don't have the same friends and you don't necessarily have, you know, the same maybe, you know, organizations or groups, depends on how far away you move, right? Kind of crazy thing I've seen a lot of right now is, you know, with the COVID timeframe is some people are moving to those vacation spots or those retirement spots early because if they're going to work from home, might as well work from home where they want to be. So I've had several clients do that. And so that's kind of a more interesting way to go. But, you know, I think a lot of times the answer is just, you know, maybe if you can structure it right, you know, rent your house out, go move in that new place but keep your house here. And then that way you don't give up your property tax basis and everything else. And then if you move and you find out, no, this area sucks, you know, I don't want to be here, or you know, you move to Arizona and you go 120 and the summer's not fun, right? So, you know, or you move to some other place where there's snow and you realize you don't want to have snow on your front lawn. Well, then, yeah, then that's when you might want to come back. So again, if you're going to downsize, don't sell that house quite right away.
Okay. Don't do it immediately. What would be some other major decisions that people should maybe talk to somebody about before they pull the trigger?
You know, if they're going to be selling that house or doing something with that house, or planning on doing anything with that house, you really want to develop that plan while you're still working, because it's really tough to refinance or do stuff once you've initially retired, because you don't have your retirement income totally set up and you don't have a history of it. So, you know, the 3rd on the list is that don't neglect your estate planning. You know, you want to make sure you've got all that place, you know, all that stuff, you know, who gets what, but also, you know, who can who can do stuff in your financial decisions if you're not able to, right? I mean, that's a big one. And then, you know, if something happens to one of you, you know, is the other one going to be okay? How are they going to get by? Do they know where the money is? Do they know where all your accounts are? You know, there's a lot of things that can go in there and really mess up people's plans. And especially if it's the person who took care of most of the finances that passes away first, how's the other surviving spouse going to be able to do stuff? You know, do they know anybody to talk to? Do they have somebody as a backup or not? Because I work with some clients where they mostly, you know, one person in the couple does most of all the stuff. But if that person passed away, the other one would be totally clueless and need a ton of help. So, you know, you want to figure all that out beforehand.
You're listening to Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And he is here to help you worry less about your retirement so you can focus on having fun. That's his goal for you. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Right now, we're going through a top five list of things to avoid when you retire. This is from lovetoknow.com. So we are ready for number two on our list. We're counting down 5, 4, 3, 2. What's next, Eric?
Well, this one probably should be for anybody, anytime. Don't be afraid to try new things. Get out there and do something new or do something you haven't done. And, you know, it can give a lot more purpose to your life, a lot more meaning. And who knows, it may be the new thing that you'd love to do.
Do you see a lot of that in retirement?
Well, I definitely see a lot of people start getting more involved in different stuff than before that they weren't as much. Sometimes it's they kind of did it cursory and now they're really gotten into it. Sometimes it's that, but sometimes it's also just things come up and people say, oh, this sounds fun. And they start doing it and then they get really involved in it and, you know, really find a lot of joy out of it too. So, I've got one person that was, she does bluegrass music. And so she didn't really have time to play when she was working, but she kind of got a little group together and, you know, they would do little tiny festivals or coffee houses or anything. They're never going to be never going to get a record deal or anything like that. But they just did it for fun and a way to get out and go different places and see things. So just try it, right?
Ready for number one top thing you should not do when you retire. What would that be?
Well, that'd be a tough one, especially now, is don't let loneliness creep into your life. AARP says 45% of Americans over 65 are divorced, separated, or widowed. And so it gets hard to, you know, once you've gotten rid of that social network of all those people from your, you know, your job, and usually you also had a social network from the people from, you know, when you had kids and all the other parents. And so a lot of these social networks you had are now gone, right? Now I've got one client who's, she still monthly meets with a bunch of people she used to work with at IBM. And I think she's been retired now like 20 years.
Oh gosh, that's cool.
So it doesn't have to be just cause you left that company that you leave those people. So, you know, there's ways to, you know, kind of have a group that keeps going, definitely just going out there and doing things, right? I mean, going out there and, you know, if it's church, community group, something just to see other people, you know, get a new mix of people in your life and really just kind of stay involved and stay active because, yeah, that's the people who live longer, obviously, the ones who are, you know, involved and connected. And, you know, so again, that, you know, that's what we all hopefully want to have is just a nice, enjoyable, you know, retirement that you're going to have a lot of fun with, that you're able to go do the things you want to do, whether or not it's, you know, sightseeing, travel, hobbies, you know, there's all these things. But, you know, start now actually figuring out what you think you want to do. And then that kind of give you some direction of where you may want to live or where what types of monies you might need and, you know, how expensive things will be or not be, depending on how expensive that hobby is, right? And then what groups maybe you should even join now before you're even there. So that way, at least you kind of get an idea for those types of people and mm-hmm. start making connections. So, you know, again, though, if you wanted to, you know, get this and more, we actually have a checklist that people can also give us a call for if they want to just give us a call and leave us a message. Say, hey, can you send me that checklist? It's just kind of a way to score how many things you've got set up for retirement and how close you are and what things you haven't thought about. So, again, if you want a copy of that checklist, just leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements, and he's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the education behind him to help give you a solid, independent, personalized financial advice about your retirement, and he's offering that to you today. But we've come to the time in our show where we have a wealth success story to give you. Eric always has a good example of something that we can learn from, something that worked out the best for retirees. So what do you have for us today, Eric?
Well, you know, it's a story of just of a client that, you know, she came to one of our tax talks that we usually do. We've done a lot of talks at companies and such, and year end, we'd always do one on taxes. And she started realizing that, you know, they've got a Roth IRA at, or Roth 401k option at her work, and that she could be doing some more conversions. So over the next, I think it took about 6 years in total, that we just kept converting over and kept converting over money and converting over. And she kept paying the tax. Yep, she kept paying the tax. So that part sucked, right? Nobody likes that part. I always kind of equate it with, you know, going to the dentist and exercise and eating right. All the things we should do, but nobody really, you know, really loves. So she did it. And, you know, now a couple of years ago, she retired. And instead of having that asterisk, that little dot saying, here's how much I have in my retirement plans, minus how much I owe the government, now it's her balance is really her balance. I mean, for most people, if they say, hey, I've got $100,000 in my IRA, you know, the real answer is no, you don't. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got $60,000 to $70,000, and maybe if you're under 59 and a half, maybe you have more like 50 to 60 because you'd have to pay penalties too to get it. And so the neat thing though for her was it's all hers. I mean, everything that she takes out. So she's living a fairly tax-free lifestyle. I mean, it's really she's not paying taxes on her Social Security. Why? Because she has almost no other, quote, real income because it's tax-free money. So that's the neat thing is if you can get to that tax-free lifestyle that where, you know, you can really minimize it, it can be a great place to be. And so again, if you want to find out more about how to pay lower in taxes, how to have that income for the rest of your life, how to make sure you don't run out of money, no obligation, no cost, of course. And, you know, if you want to take advantage of that, take up some of our time and let's talk and find out what you have, what's going on and how we can help. So again, if you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to this show and podcasts on Amazon or Google. Just say, hey, play Wealth Creator Radio. So talk to you soon and see you next week.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.